It's time to tune up your taste buds and take a trip to culinary heaven, because we're live from Jasper's Kitchen, presented by Hen House. Sit back, relax, and enjoy something new from the wonderful world of delicious cooking with our favorite chef, Jasper Marabli, and his co-host, food journalist, Kimberly Stern. And now, here's the godfather of Italian cooking, Chef J-Man and Toots.
How about it, Miss Kimberly? A special edition live from Jasper's Kitchen today.
Let the good times roll, Jay.
That's right. That's right. And we are here at the Hen House Market celebrating Mardi Gras. I just left the bakery. I am so excited. Are you ready for this?
You're almost standing up. What?
They are almost out of king cakes in the bakery. They're baking some more just for the show right now. We're over here at, what location are we at today? On Quivira?
We're at College in Quivira, Jay.
I remember
And you took the right exit.
Would you follow me here today or what?
Almost.
Oh, my God.
I followed you before. I see what you do.
I don't text and drive, I'll tell you that.
No, you don't. But the king cake, a classic king cake, of course, the baby baked in, $6.99 each. What a great price.
That's something else. And they have some. They're coming out of the oven in about 5 minutes. They're going to let them cool off here. So come on by. But also today, we are going to be doing some big-time celebrating with a good friend of ours.
We certainly are, J.C. Gregg. Good morning.
Good morning.
You've become such a great friend of our show, and you're too kind. I'm looking at what you brought today, Kimberly.
These brown butter macarons.
Yes,
macarons.
Brown butter and cream cheese cinnamon buttercream.
And look at their Mardi Gras colors.
I can't look at yours because it looks like a dinosaur took a bite out of it. Look at that bite.
It is so good.
Thank you. Thanks.
And you also brought, what else did you bring? You brought some original king cakes.
I brought the original French king cakes the puff pastry and the frangipane. And then I made some homemade praline paste and incorporated that into a ganache.
Jasper,
molded that.
Look at those.
I'm keeping those over on my side of the table.
You better, because you know me and sugar, baby.
Look at that. They're gorgeous.
Thanks. Yeah, I had to hand paint those, and that was kind of an arduous task.
I'll be honest with you guys.
Honestly.
Yesterday, for the first time in the history of Jasper Jr., I missed a Friday at my restaurants. I mean, I've missed Fridays before when I'm out of town, but
right.
I've never stayed home on a Friday. I had a very bad cold, and I was contagious and all, so I went to the doctor, went to the ER, got my medicine and all. And I'm fine. I'll be better work tomorrow. I mean, I'll be back today. Boy, that pregnant stuff's got me going.
They're not open. You're not open tomorrow, Jasper.
Yeah,
did you know that?
Yes, I know. But I got to tell you, I'm on Facebook, the Facebook, as Mama calls it, and I'm watching JC yesterday. You're dusting. First, you showed the chocolates, and you're dusting them with gold afterwards.
Gold powder, yeah.
I'm like, is this guy
good
crazy?
Stuff.
Look what he baked today. We're going to be giving some away, honey.
He's got a whole. Oh, well, you know what? What's the secret word today, JC?
Mardi Gras.
There you go.
Mardi Gras.
It's two words, technically.
You come in right now. You say the word Mardi Gras. You're going to get king cake. You're going to get a king cake. Kimberly, you better take this show over, baby.
You're going to get a king cake or...
And Mariah, did I pronounce her name correctly? Maria or Mariah Stone Street?
Maria Stone Street.
We're going to save her one because she was on Facebook this morning and she has a hair appointment, so she can't make it to the store in time.
I saw that on the radio. Yeah. So
I promised her I'm going to send her one.
And maybe we'll give her an extra one for Eric.
That's right. How about it?
And you can win a king cake. You can win a Hen House gift card. Or a Dippin's Pie certificate.
Ooh,
what do you think, Jay?
Pie. Oh, my. Well, come on over here to the Hen House right now, because the specials are something else this week. Mardi Gras season, pork loin, baby back ribs. You can do my sticky rib recipe, Kimberly.
And that's BOGO. That's the BOGO.
That's BOGO. How do you have a BOGO on pork loin, baby back ribs? That's unbelievable. Mm-hmm. And look at all the other specials. Another BOGO there for you, Miss Kimberly.
Oh, the organic blueberries.
I ate a whole package yesterday. Lisa went to the store and brought me fresh orange juice from Hen House. Picked up my medicine from the pharmacy in Hen House, and then brought me Tippin soups, and she made soup also.
I ate a whole package of blueberries. And let me tell you, I hope Mr. G is listening, because we like to buy these when they're on sale and put them in the freezer.
Oh, yes. And don't forget, Lent is just around the corner.
It is.
Of course, that's why we're celebrating Mardi Gras. Mm-hmm. And Hen House is your seafood company. Overnight, fresh seafood. Every Hen House seafood department is dedicated to offering the freshest seafood in Kansas City. The stores receive seafood 6 days a week, unlike what Anthony Bourdain talks about in his book. Come on.
Come on.
Don't believe that kind of stuff.
No.
Direct Off the boat. Overnight shipments from Hawaii, Boston, and Washington State. How about that?
Off the boat.
Off the boat. Good. That's right. Good, good.
And, you know, I love Dennis, who, of course, is on site with us. He keeps us together every week. He has arranged some of the beautiful blooming plants.
I messed up one of his flower arrangements. I didn't realize
that.
Well,
you did.
I felt kind of guilty.
And he's standing behind you, and he's going to, like,
I always have my back to poor Dennis.
Thump you on the head.
I never look him in the face.
But look at that. They're Mardi Gras colors.
They are beautiful. I didn't even think about that until I sat down.
And fresh flowers from the hen house.
Oh, thank you for sending those to me. Yes, they sent them to me.
How do you know I sent them to you?
No, I said thank you to hen house.
Oh, gotcha. Okay, gotcha.
Kimberly, a lot going on. Tomorrow is the big day for the big Mardi Gras, Midwest Mardi Gras.
That's right. No Kid Hungry is having a fundraiser for No Kid Hungry KC at Ted Haberger's Place, Brewery Imperial.
That's going to be so cool.
I wish you could come.
I have a couple of dinners I got to take care of. I may make an appearance. So I bought my tickets, but
I may
make an appearance.
Well, let me know what time so we know what time to, calm the crowd. And but the tickets are only two people, $100, 4 to 9 p.m., and all you can eat, incredible Mardi Gras dishes, Selena Teo, Ryan Brazil, Ted Haberger,
Debbie Gold,
and of course,
and John Smith.
And John C. Smith.
John Mitt. You know, we call him John Mitt. That's a joke between my daughter and I when she's little. But John Smith's going to be there, and he's going to be debuting a few dishes from his new restaurant.
His new restaurant,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, get him on the show.
And we're going to have Hurricanes by Ted Haberger's bartenders and non-alcoholic Cajun lemonade.
Oh,
doesn't that sound good, JC?
Sounds fantastic.
JC, stick around because we're going to come back with a great show, your interview, of course.
Sure.
And we have a lot to talk about because it's all about Mardi Gras. Mm-hmm. Even back in the studio, they have some beautiful Mardi Gras music for us to play.
That's right. We've got One Smart Cookie, Tracy Lazaro Austin, a friend of yours from New Orleans. Mm. We've got Jazz KC, Louisiana Kitchen, and we've got J.C. Gregg.
We're going to be eating good in the neighborhood on Mardi Gras Weekend, a special edition show right here on KCMO.
Talk Radio 103.7 FM, AM 710.
Right, we're having fun now. We're having some fun now.
We are having some fun now, Jazz.
It's Mardi Gras Weekend, Miss Kimberly.
It is. Let the good times roll.
We be celebrating, that's right.
We be celebrating.
Come on over here to Hen House Market right now, because if you want to make my recipe this week, Kimberly.
The voodoo shrimp, the Mardi Gras voodoo shrimp.
It's on sale. I didn't even know that.
And it's a BOGO.
It's BOGO.
Seabass white shrimp, and you've got 12-ounce bags, 26.30 or 41.50 count.
Now, for our listeners like Jasper, who did not know what BOGO meant until about 2 years ago, buy one, get one free.
Obviously, you don't shoe shop.
No, I don't shoe shop.
That's kind of where the BOGO started.
I didn't realize
long time ago.
I did not realize
that.
Well, come on over here to Hen House Market. We are at College in Quivira.
We
are giving away Tippin's Pies. We're giving away King Cakes.
We're giving away Hen House gift cards. And, of course, JC, what's the secret word that people just need to come up and tell us?
Mardi Gras.
Mardi Gras.
Mardi Gras.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Hey, I got to tell you, tomorrow, I'm sorry, let me interrupt. Tomorrow, hey lady, tomorrow is a St. Joseph Day celebration. It's a little early, but it's St. Peter's Church.
It is early.
Yeah, and they're going to have Anthony and Connie Mendoza are putting on. It's a beautiful celebration at St. Peter's. So if you're out and about, go down Meyer Boulevard. You can't miss it, and it starts at noon, and I'm bringing the ladies from the atriums there. They're going to come, Mrs. LaPerry, my mama.
You're going to be the Uber driver?
Sure, I'm going to be the Uber driver tomorrow. That's right.
This is kind of Jasper's after-hours thing.
You know, it's a little extra cash for the wedding coming up.
Well, you know, of course, tomorrow is also a big day in Hollywood.
Oh, my gosh.
The Oscars.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Wolfgang Puck's party.
Well, isn't it the Oscars tomorrow? Yes.
Oh,
Wolfgang Puck's after Oscars party always
concerned about.
Always
know.
Goes with the Oscars.
Unless it's, you know, like a love story. I don't know what movies, you know. I didn't see too many movies this year.
But look at the menu, Jasper. The Wagyu short rib topped with a Parmesan funnel cake.
The chicken pot pie with shaved black truffles. I'm going to put that recipe up because I have it.
And, JC, you'll particularly like this one.
A 30-foot dessert station. That is fantastic.
With lava cakes, red velvet waffles,
a
chocolate buffet with treats including caramel cappuccino, Oscar lollipops and bonbons, and movie theater flavors like, get this, Sour Patch Kids, accompanied with little chocolate award replicas, which Chef Wolfgang says means everyone can walk away with an Oscar, even if they didn't win.
You know, he's a good friend of ours, and also, of course, the radio show. He's been on the radio show a couple
times.
And I'm just looking at my email. Oh, yes, let me see yesterday. Oh, yeah. I did get an email from Wolfgang. Well, let me read it here.
Aren't you special?
Oh, it sent the recipe for the chicken pot pie. I'll post it tomorrow.
Okay, you do that.
I just thought I'd tell you that.
In between your Uber trips.
Yes, I'm a very busy man tomorrow.
So is that you back in the studio, Mark?
What's he doing? Is he playing music still?
Yeah, well, I thought I heard
here.
A little chuckle. Hi, Mark.
He must have some rice and andouille back there. He's
got his beads.
He's got his
own little party back there.
He does.
Yeah,
I was back there.
I keep taking my shirt off for more beads, but nobody.
I'll give you beads to keep it on.
I wish you were here, buddy, because you should see what we have here, all the chocolates and everything JC brought us.
Aww. And I think Hen House is going to be pulling out king cakes from the oven here bakery at College and Quivira.
Oh, they smell fresh. Good.
Oh, smell-o-vision, buddy. Can't you do something back there and get that? Between you and Ken, you guys, and Dennis, you guys can't figure that out for us?
You
like
can.
That.
Work on that, Mark.
I will.
All right.
Well, Kimberly, we have another guest coming on because, of course, we have JC here with us live today.
Yeah. But we've got someone straight from New Orleans.
And that's right. And I'll tell you what, I went down to New Orleans in January for a special family wedding. And I met these people. They were fantastic. They took me in like family.
Well, you are like family.
No, but they really did.
So let's get down to it. Let's talk about king cakes in New Orleans for Mardi Gras.
Take it away. Back in the studio, my friends.
Well, my friends, you know my favorite time of year is Mardi Gras. And I was very fortunate to be down in New Orleans in January and meet a wonderful family who surprised me with my favorite cake. I talk about it all the time, a king cake. And I have with me my friend Tracy Lazara on the phone from the Bistro by One Smart Cookie, who will ship you a king cake. Tracy, welcome to the show, my friend.
Hi. Thank you very much for having me.
Well, I say New Orleans, but where are you from in the surrounding area?
We are from Marrero, and we are on the west bank of New Orleans. So it's not very far at all, just a very short trip across the river. But we go to the city all the time. We enjoy being there.
And let's talk a little bit about the family-owned and operated restaurant and bakery that specializes in Italian specialties, of course.
Yes, we do. We have a baker by the name of Mike DeSalvo, who had his own family bakery at one time, and he's now baking for us. So he does a lot of our Italian specialties, and he bakes our king cake, and they are wonderful. We do a very traditional king cake. We have several specialties. We are now serving a cream cheese. We have strawberry, lemon, apple, and our newest is a sesame king cake.
Oh, wow.
So it is really, really become a popular seller of ours. He also does a lot of the altars, bread for altars here in the city, and so he does the whole plethora of those types of breads as well. We do the Pope's hat and the crosses.
Oh, wow.
The canes. So it's a lot of fun to see us be able to do the whole range.
Well, of course, you all celebrate San Giuseppe, St. Joseph Day, just like I do up here in Kansas City.
Absolutely.
And I can imagine those breads on the St. Joseph Day tables.
They're beautiful.
Oh, there's no doubt. Well, let's back this up again. Let's start with you and your career. Then we're going to talk more about king cakes because, you know, I'm obsessed a little bit with that. How did it all start for you?
Well, we actually bought this business from another lady probably September of 2015, and we've been running it since. I came in and just wanted to leave what was happening alone and see, get my feet wet and check out what they had going on. And then as we went along, just kind of fine-tuned things a little bit, wanted to take more advantage of Mike's talents and see how that went. And I really think that a lot of the people here in this city are, you know, Sicilians more or less. So we made sure that we brought more of the Italian flair to the bakery. We make sure we have a lot of fig cookies, anise cookies, almond crescents. Those are really big sellers of ours. So we do make sure that we have those types of cookies always in stock. We keep a lot of his specialties on hand. He does a lot of pies for us, and people will come in remembering a lot of the things that his family did at their bakery, and we will make those things and rotate those things in and out. During Christmas time, he does the jelly rolls that are very nostalgic here.
Oh, yes.
So it's a lot of fun to be able to do those things. It's nice.
I'm not going to lie to you. I was at my friend's. I got to tell you this story. I'm down in New Orleans. We're at a wedding, and They had a special little room like all Italians do. They had this table with these cookies and the beautiful cake. But it's behind these closed doors. And I'm up the buffet. I'm getting some of the beautiful foods that you all created. I didn't know it at the time. And I'm eyeing these trays of fig cookies. And I have a friend who, oh, boy, he can step on some people sometimes if he wants something. And I said, Frankie, did you look over there? Did you see the cookies in that room right now? Well, they hadn't opened the cookie or cake room yet because that's all proper and you do it at a special time.
Yes.
And the bride and groom cut the cake like they're supposed to. Within 30 seconds, I turn around. I'm talking to some people. I'm at the bar having a cocktail, and I see a tray of cookies come to our table. I took one bite. My wife looks at me. She grabs the crescent. I get the fig cookie, and I'm like, are you all serious down here? I had no idea. I mean, my family makes cookies. Of course, you get cookies all around the country. These fig cookies, and I'm not just saying this because you know how I feel now. I went absolutely crazy over it. They were something else. I looked at Lisa, and she said, we have to have these at Alexandra's wedding. So they are on the list to order the fig cookies and the crescent cookies. That's just and so I want to do it publicly right now. Where, you know, we have listeners all around the world. We like to brag and say we really don't, but we just like to tell people that. So to the 69 million listeners across America, I apologize for stealing some cookies before they were put out. So, but I got to blame it on Frankie, so I have to blame it
there
on
you
somebody.
Go.
Your brother, your family, you all understand that. So let's talk real quick about the lunch special to the restaurant, because the people are down in New Orleans and they go to the Bistro by One Smart Cookie Company. You have a lot of things on that menu. Of course, red beans and rice on Mondays, but
yes,
you do the muffaletto and everything, don't you?
We do. We like to do our traditional things as far as lunch specials go. We like to give our locals their flair. They enjoy, of course, their red beans on Monday. It's very traditional. But we do tacos on Tuesday. And then we have to, of course, give everybody their red gravy.
Oh, there you go, red gravy. That's the spaghetti with meatballs, my friends, for those of you who don't know.
Mm-hmm. And then we do lasagna on Thursday with some jambalaya. And typically on Friday, we want to do seafood. So we'll do fried seafood. Sometimes we'll do fish, shrimp. We'll do platters with crab cakes and hush puppies. We also do shrimp stews. And then during Lent, we also want to make sure that, as good Catholics, we have, you know, we'll do stuffed tomatoes with a shrimp salad, or we'll do some shrimp with stuffed in a cannoli shell, or...
Oh, wow, savory.
Or we'll even do some salad in an eclair shell. So we'll just try to mix things up to keep it new, keep it fresh, to try to throw some curveballs at people every once in a while.
And how about catering? You do a lot of catering.
We do catering. We don't do off-site catering, but we do pans of food for people to come and pick up for their parties or get-togethers at home. We do a lot of breads. Typically around the holidays, people do large bread orders. They know, get your bread orders in early. People come and get pistolettes. They'll do the large loaves of the muffaletta buns. They do a whole range of different things. We've also gotten pull-apart breads, like you'll get the softer rolls. There's a whole bunch of things that we enjoy doing. There's any pans of the jambalaya, the red gravies, the meatballs. So we try to cater to what everyone enjoys, likes, needs, and we'll come in. If there's something that we may not have on our menu that they want to do, we'll do it for them. Hey,
wow.
We're like a family here. We'll take care of our customers however we need to.
Is that something? Now, you said some keywords there, family, and that's it right there. And, of course, our friends right now who are listening who know me and my obsession about king cakes, I have had them. They are fantastic, and you got to order them. And you could do mail order, is that correct?
Yes, we do. Absolutely.
And they ship them out in that FedEx box, and boy, they'll come
to
you.
For sure, you'll get them. And a lot of times it just takes 24 hours, but definitely within 2 days. And we make sure that they're there, that we made same day, shipped out same day, and you'll get them as fresh as possible.
Well, how can they order them right now if they wanted to go to the website, or how do you get the king cakes?
Yes, you can go to our website and then send us information. We'll call you, make sure that we speak to you. Get very specific information, what type you want, what size, and then we will ship them out the very same day.
Well, you can go to onesmartcookiecompany.com. You can check out their Twitter handle, which is?
At OSC Promenade.
And on Facebook, you're known as?
One Smart Cookie Company.
Oh, it's all about king cakes, but there's so much more. If you're down in New Orleans way, come on, over in, now I'm going to pronounce this correctly, Marrero, is that right?
That is correct.
Oh, I did it. Frankie's going to be proud of me, my friend. Well, it's been great talking to you. I'm so honored to meet you all down there, and I cannot wait to come back down and visit. We have another little connection with some certain band that's playing around America right now. That's
true,
too. So if you like Jersey Boys, you're going to hear more about that during the Italian Festival. We're just going to tease them right now. How about that, Tracy?
All right. That sounds good.
Thanks for coming on the show, and best
thank you.
To you all. Happy holidays. Come on, for us, I say happy holidays because Mardi Gras, San Giuseppe Day, Easter, that's the big
absolutely.
Italian holidays.
It is.
Thank you, Tracy. Much love to you and the family. Tell everybody I said hello, and I look forward to seeing you soon.
Look forward to seeing you. Thank you.
This is Jasper Morabili. We're live from Jasper's Kitchen for 11 years now on KCMO, Talk Radio 103.7 FM, AM 710.
You can shake it on this one, Marcia.
Ooh, that sounds like some beat music.
Jose Bonton Roule, Miss Kimberly.
So you know French and Italian. You're bilingual, Jasper.
Of course I am.
And you know a little Spanish.
You've heard me translate a little Spanish with an author before.
Oh, my goodness.
This is Jasper Morabili.
And Kimberly Stern.
We are live at the Hen House Market with our friend J.C. Gregg is here with us in our mobile studio.
Mobile.
Studio.
You know, that's an old rock and roll song.
Well, it's funny that you say that because did you know where the first Mardi Gras was at in the United States?
Mobile.
That's right.
I was down there. Not really? For the first one.
Oh, I bet you were. Did you get some beads?
But yeah,
I bet you did.
I did a travel piece.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Down there. New Orleans kind of adopted it as its own, but Mobile was the birthplace of Mardi Gras in the United States.
See, I didn't know that. And did you know that snails can carry 10 times their weight?
No, I didn't.
Just thought I'd tell you that.
You had too much time on your hands.
We are live from Jasper's Kitchen at the Hen House over on 119th. No.
We're at college in Quivira.
College. How about that?
College.
See, I know where I'm at, Miss Kimberly.
You do, Jasper. You're just pulling my leg.
We're having a great show, and we are eating some chocolate. Kimberly, you didn't see what happened during the break.
What?
You ate the rest of your chocolate, I noticed. Oh, you were too busy identifying that plant for me, weren't you? I stole a piece of chocolate behind Kimberly's back.
And I think somebody ate more of my macaron,
No, I didn't touch the macaron. No, that's next.
Okay.
That'll be my next question. Come on over here to Hen House Market right now because it's a Mardi Gras season. That's right. They have king cakes here at all the Hen House Markets.
And you can smell them coming out of the
oven. Ooh, and they got the little plastic baby on top.
The baby.
I don't think JC puts the baby in his.
No.
Do you, JC? No.
We'll talk about that in a second.
Correct.
Right?
Yes.
All right. Well, make sure because, you know, sometimes those babies are a little dangerous.
They can. A trip to the dentist.
Well, actually, they don't put them on the cake. They put them on top of the cakes now. So
yeah.
Just to make sure.
And, you know, lots of good stuff at Hen House this weekend for Mardi Gras season. The pork loin, baby back ribs, BOGO.
That's right.
The shrimp, BOGO.
Blueberries.
BOGO.
And, of course, with that recipe for my voodoo shrimp, that's not BOGO.
No, but the shrimp is.
But the shrimp is.
Yeah.
And you can BOGO that shrimp dish. Here at the Hen House Market.
It's a great recipe. It has a little Southern comfort in it.
It does have a little.
Have we all had a shot here? That's the problem, man. We had a little too much Southern comfort.
What's going on?
Well, we have another great interview coming up right now. Of course, JC is here with us, but we're going to talk a little bit of maybe a little bit dirty rice.
Yep.
Some shrimp Creole. Some grilled oysters and more with our friends from Jazz. How about
that? Right. Take it away.
In Basin Street, that's my street, where all the boys and the good folks meet down in New Orleans.
Laissez-les bon temps rouler, Miss Kimberly.
Is that Italian for...
Italian, come on, baby, that's French.
French Creole, let the good times roll. And we are doing just that in the studio this morning.
We are, because we're eating good, Miss Kimberly.
We're eating good. We've got our Mardi Gras beads on.
How'd you get those beads, lady?
Well, Damien Ferris with Jazz Louisiana Kitchen.
There's other ways to get the beads,
too.
I was just wondering. This is a
PG-rated
show.
So we are so lucky to have Damien here on the Saturday before everything starts, right?
That's right.
your big season starts.
That's right. Thank you for having me in.
Well, Damien's from Jazz Restaurant. I'm telling you, when I think of Mardi Gras, when I think of NOLA, I think of jazz.
Uh-huh.
You brought in a spread here, my friend.
I have. We're going to load you. We're going to carb load you today.
Oh.
With some jambalaya and some red beans and rice with andouille sausage.
Okay, I have to tell you, this is kind of typical, but I love jazz, so I go there often. But every Mardi Gras, we go to jazz. We get there about 10:30 in the morning. We're the first there because I don't want to sit with the crowds.
Don't want to wait.
And mess with all the crowds and all. And I have my gumbo. Of course, I had
You started out.
And, of course, I have my my little fried French pastry. Well, they're not. You wouldn't say they're French pastries. You know what I'm talking about, Miss Kimberly?
The moon? What is he talking about?
He's talking about beignets.
Oh, the beignets, baby. Yeah.
Oh.
I would consider that a French pastry.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it is a French pastry. Yeah. I think that was the origin. So, I mean, Italians like to say zeppoles and everything else. And that's how my Mardi Gras kicks off. Fat Tuesday kicks off.
Yeah.
And, of course, Wednesday starts the diet.
There you go.
We don't want to talk about diet today, though, Ms. Kimberly. No, we're not.
So tell us a little bit about jazz. How long has the concept been around? And you've got several restaurants in Kansas City.
We do. The concept has been around since 1986, and it started in Lubbock, Texas. And Vic Allred, one of the founders, is still the president of the company and still very active in our restaurants, and moved the concept to Kansas City. It kind of spread through through Texas, and made its way up to Kansas City in 1994, made its home at 39th and State Line in the historic Jimmy's Jigger building.
That's right.
Right by KU Med Center. And so currently in Kansas City, we've got the Midtown location and one at the Legends, which has been there now for 10 years.
Wow.
10 years?
Yeah.
Time goes by.
I didn't realize that. Okay, so let's just start right from the beginning. This weekend, of course, Mardi Gras. It actually started, you know, a couple days before, but Tuesday's the big day for Fat Tuesday. What is it like on Tuesday night at Jazz? I can just imagine. I mean, what do you go through? How do you even know how to set up?
Well, you know, we staff and that's kind of how you set up. And lunch is always busy, and then there's a little bit of a break. About 3:30 or 4 is when the crowd starts rolling in again, and by 5 o'clock, it's usually 3 deep at the bar.
The party started.
And it's a very, very laid-back atmosphere. People know that they're going to have to wait for a table because other people are just listening to music. They're drinking their hurricanes. They're eating their beignets to finish off their night. Yeah. And there's really not a big hurry to get in and out. Very laid-back atmosphere. We have a really good time.
Are hurricanes number one drink right now during Mardi Gras?
They are.
It's the classic, isn't it? The classic cocktail.
It is. Yeah. And we also feature a lot of the Louisiana beer, Abita. We do a lot of specials on Tuesdays with them. And, of course, our Rum Runners and Bermuda Triangles.
Oh, yeah. Uber drivers for those, right?
Line them up.
Hello. So this morning we've got in the studio with us Jim Tommy, who is a very well-known commercial real estate broker around town with Reese Nichols. And he likes to have a good time, too, from what we're learning about Mr.
Absolutely.
Tommy over here. And he is actually flying to New Orleans this morning after this interview.
Wow.
To go to Mardi Gras.
Going to be there for Mardi Gras. We're going through the parade. And you are getting us all set. This food is getting me in the mood.
You're pre-gaming right now, Jim.
That's right.
Come on, put your shirt back on.
Yeah, no, come on. Here you go.
I wanted some beads.
So what's your favorite when you go down to New Orleans? What's your favorite? We're eating classic food right here. Is this kind of what you like
to? Oh, yes. Yeah. I mean, you know, my wife's already talking about going out in the morning to one of the beignet shops because that's, one of the things you've got to do. We'll be hanging out at Jackson Square and just, you know, great things. But this is exactly what we're going there for. And it's so great to know that, you know, we've got such a great restaurant here in Kansas City that we can get the same cuisine.
That's right. Right. When people think of jazz in Midwest, they're kind of thinking, well, how's the influence? The influence comes from Chef Paul Prudhomme. When the concept was started, our original chefs apprenticed with Paul Prudhomme and his chefs and really learned the influence of Cajun
cuisine. I didn't know that.
A lot of people don't even know who Paul Prudhomme is. When I was a kid, he was the big guy on
TV. He
was a rock
star.
He was one of the original celebrity chefs.
He was.
And we've kind of taken his base and we've learned about the cuisine and we've evolved it in our own way. But still stuck with the basics and the classics.
Jim, I think Damien's going to pack a to-go for you and your wife.
Excellent.
To enjoy on the plane ride down to NOLA. And, gosh, Damien, we so appreciate. I mean, this food is remarkable. And, of course, I love the fact that you're in this iconic building in Midtown, and people come in just for a good time.
They do. And you know? And it's such a great neighborhood, that 39th Street corridor.
It is.
And it's really turned into a great row of restaurants. Mm-hmm. But the neighborhood is so supportive. Yeah. They like the tradition of the jigger and jazz. And And it draws people from all over. It really does, from the east side of Kansas City, from Johnson County. They come down to that Midtown location, and they're going to have a great time on Tuesday.
And let's not forget oysters.
Mm. Oysters. I'm not going to say cheap. I'm going to say the least expensive oysters in Kansas City, and we go through a lot of them.
Oh, I can imagine.
Dollar oysters every Thursday, yeah. Every happy hour, and we just fly through fresh Gulf oysters. They're so good.
And you grill them also.
Charbroiled oysters. It's the newest item on our menu, and they have taken off. The nice herb, garlic butter, some Parmesan Romano, and just grill them right in the shell.
Yeah, nice.
Well, my friends, it's all about Fat Tuesday. It's just right around the corner. Mardi Gras, of course. Jim, you're ready to party. You got your beads and everything for the airplane.
I'm ready to roll.
Kimberly, she hasn't come up for air yet. She's just partying along over in the corner here in the studio. This is Jasper Morabili.
And Kimberly Stern.
We're talking jazz, a Louisiana kitchen, right here on KCMO.
Talk Radio 103.7 FM, AM 710.
And listen to the music with the Dixie Dad beat.
He's your frog leg man.
Otherwise known as Jasper.
You guys are having some fun today.
We're having fun at your expense, Jay. We love you.
It's a special edition Mardi Gras show here at the Hen House Market. We're at College Inn Premier, Miss Kimberly.
Very good, Jasper.
Giving away lots of cards and gift certificates and tipping pies. Oh, my.
Oh, my. Pie, oh, my.
And, of course, J.C. Gregg is here with us giving away a few king cakes.
That's right. That's right.
These are the original king cakes we're talking about.
And we'll learn a little more about that. Big news in Kansas City this week, Jasper.
What's
big
that?
News. Joe's Kansas City.
Sure, we love them.
Introduced dessert.
No kidding.
Introduced dessert. Apple crisp with Granny Smith apples, raisins topped with a baked oatmeal streusel, whipped cream, and chopped pretzels.
So when Mr. G goes gets the Z-Man, Kimberly can have some apple crisp now.
Right. And you know, Joe's Kansas City is Mr. G's mistress.
Oh, well, yeah. You know, does he have a Mr. What's it called?
I don't know.
Does Mr. G have a Z-Man card? Try to say that three times.
Is there a Z-Man card?
Yeah, you get it punched five times and you get a free Z-Man.
Seriously? Okay. I had no idea.
How about it?
That's my favorite thing there, too.
Yeah, you I get a card. Hey, you got to be in the know, you know, with these barbecue guys.
I tell you. You know who? I saw Colby at Rye yesterday, and he and Megan were getting ready to do a test run with their competitive barbecue team.
No kidding. And tell me you didn't have any lemon meringue pie.
I didn't. I got out of there, unfortunately.
Well, let's talk right now with JC, because we have a lot to talk about the original king cake. Take it away, JC.
Kimberly, we're celebrating Mardi Gras, and you brought in the perfect guest. Not only because he brought in a king cake, an original king cake, but because he's such a special friend to our show.
He is. J.C. Gregg, good morning.
Hi, thanks.
Oh, J.C., come on. You guys talk. I'm going to take another bite, and I'm not kidding, my
friends.
You
know, I hesitate to call J.C. a home baker, because you're much more than that.
Oh, my God.
Much more than that. And you are one of the most creative individuals I think I've ever had the pleasure of meeting. Of course, I first met you over a peanut butter cupcake that you made.
Right. In the backyard at the graduation party.
Yeah.
How do you know that, Jasper? Yeah. You've got to memorize.
Baby, I know a lot.
I tell you. And then I wrote a story about JC and a couple of other quote-unquote home bakers in a Halloween issue for Jill Silva in The Star. And things have just taken off for you.
Huge, yeah. Huge. They've gotten really, really busy for me.
Huge.
I hate to interrupt.
That's okay. It's your show.
We have some inside information about him, don't we?
We can't share that, Jasper.
Okay, sorry. I just like to tease everybody anyway.
You are such a tease. Such a tease. So today we brought JC in because we're going to be talking about a brief history of king cakes and how the French and Spanish influenced what is used in today's celebratory Mardi Gras cakes.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yes.
Why
yes.
do we have king cakes? And what's the meaning behind them?
Well, the king cake is actually representative now of the Epiphany, which is on January 6th, which is the day that the Magi, the three wise men, presented Christ. Birth.
I'm going to interrupt again. You do know one of the names of the three wise men, don't you?
I do not.
Jasper.
Seriously.
Look it up, man. Look it up.
Wishful thinking.
I'm just talking. Wishful thinking. I'm telling you it's the truth.
We'll get you a crown, though. I mean, you can
I have a
king,
few.
You have a king cake in front of you, so might as well.
So
that day is also known as the 12th day of Christmas. So through when you go through the song, the 12 days of Christmas, 12 drummers drumming, 11 pipers piping, all of those gifts were presented on January 6th during the Epiphany to the Messiah. And it's a day where everybody comes together in celebration, and it's several meanings throughout the millennial, actually, but the one we most associate with is the Epiphany, and the cake itself is representative of the feast, and it's to help people come together and celebrate as one.
And, of course, food.
Food, absolutely.
Food is always the centerpiece of a celebration.
It is, and I have to tell you, you know, Christmas is not really that big. It is. I shouldn't put it that way. But with my grandfather growing up, Christmas Day was not the big day. Epiphany in Italy is the big day. That's the day you celebrate, and you have a big feast and all.
And, you know, we've got to interject here, too, because you were in Tokyo, Jasper, on Epiphany, correct?
And a lot of listeners and friends even commented on Facebook. I took a photo of a king cake that looks exactly like what JC actually prepares. And I actually sent him a text and a Facebook message saying, oh, my God, look at this. And it's a famous French bakery that's in Japan. And it was the most beautiful cake. It had the crown on it. And there's no difference, Kimberly, in these two cakes. This man, it's so impressive. I mean, we had one of these last year, so I kind of know what we were going to have today. You take it because are you going to eat this or not?
No, that's mine. Keep your hands
off. What are you, like a little kid?
So let's
get another piece over here.
Let's talk about how the French were involved.
The French actually celebrated Carnival, which is what we know today as Mardi Gras.
Probably copied it from the Italians.
They probably did, actually. They copied part of the king cake from the Italians.
There you go.
But we'll get into that in a little bit. So what happened is in the 1700s, when the Arcadians were cast out of Canada because they became part of Britain, they didn't want to succumb to their rules. So they then migrated south to New Orleans. And at the time, they brought many of their traditions with them, one of which being their puff pastry version of a king cake that was filled with frangipane, which is an amalgam of marzipan, which is made an almond base, and then pastry cream that's put together and then baked in between layers of the puff pastry.
And what about the Spanish? What part did they play in this?
The Spanish acquired New Orleans, or prior to New Orleans, they purchased that area from the French, and then it became very much of a Spanish-influenced society. And Spain had more of a brioche bread, or better known as a panettone bread, and it was filled with candied fruits, and they then brought their version of the king cake, kind of made it like a bagel where they put a hole in the middle of it and elongated it and stretched it out to serve more people because it was becoming more and more popular in the New Orleans era.
And now, even today, I mean, I have a few that were sent to me just recently, and I was down in New Orleans. Why do they put trinkets in it like the little baby?
The trinkets themselves it's to honor the guest that receives the trinket. In the beginning, it used to be a fava bean. And then once Epiphany, they switched it to a baby. But it said that whomever gets this trinket of the baby is king or queen for a day. And then they have to host and or make the next king cake for the next celebration.
I like that.
Because the celebrations go from the day of Epiphany, January 6th, through Fat Tuesday. It's not just one day. It's a period.
Series.
Right.
Yeah,
events.
Carnival, big celebration.
Yes.
It's a dine around.
Yes.
Yeah, dying exactly. Around.
It is.
And,
right?
And the
really
colors
is.
Down that you see on the modern cakes, they use the three colors, which are the Mardi Gras colors.
Purple, which represents justice.
The green.
The green is faith, and the gold is power. And the Kemp of Rex, who is the original organizer in 1872 of Mardi Gras, it's a group, they pulled these colors from a visit they did and saw a mansion that was adorned in these colors. And the mansion, they did this in honor of the Russian Grand Duke Alexis Alexandra Romanov. And that's why we have those colors today in honor of that duke.
And my friends who are listening right now, this is not something that's written down that he's reading from. This is all his knowledge. about baking. I mean, he goes into each individual. Every time he makes something, we hear, you know, history of this. I absolutely love this about this
man.
That's
what it's all about for me. I mean, the puff pastry is just phenomenal.
And your
just,
puff pastry with the croissants alone that we've had before. But
thanks.
This is just, I wish our listeners could, like, jump in this in the studio with us right now.
Right?
And taste this.
And smell. Oh, my
God. Oh, my God. And it's warm. It's still warm.
It's still warm.
It's got to be fresh. The fresher, the better.
You're not going to give me that piece over there in the corner?
No, that's
like a big baby over
Hey.
Like brothers and sisters fighting
that's
in here.
Right. That's fine.
So, did you know, here's a little bit of trivia, because I was in Mobile, Alabama.
Yes.
Mobile is actually the
birthplace of the Mardi Gras.
Of Mardi Gras.
Whoa, that is correct. Stumped the chef. I didn't know that.
It was the very first celebration. Uh-huh. It's basically, 60 miles downriver from New Orleans.
New Orleans. Uh-huh.
And that was the original Mardi Gras 1703. Celebration. 1703.
I had no idea. Now, did you know St. Louis has a big celebration?
At that time, they had always had the celebrations, but they always called them Carnival.
Yeah.
That was the actual first celebration of Mardi Gras in the United States.
Well, you know, I think we need to have you on, like, at least every other month to give us a history lesson of food.
I would love that.
We know Jasper loves history.
Do you have the book? I have to get it for you. Waverly Root, The Foods of Italy. He does The Foods of France. He recently passed away, but every country that he goes into, just like you, and he'll every time before I leave for Italy, I get one of the chapters. You know, maybe it's on Sicily or on Emilia Romagna, and I read all about the history of it.
That's too cool.
Oh, yeah. I gotta get
I'll
order it today.
I'm all about history. I just love it. I mean, it's who we are.
That's what it's all about.
That's right.
Exactly.
We're just an amalgam of all of those experiences.
And Jasper, I hope you understand. You've learned a new word here today. You said it. You used it twice.
What's that?
Amalgam.
Amalgam.
We'll talk about it later.
I didn't use it.
I know you didn't.
You're way
JC
above.
Has.
You're way above this meatball maker over here, lady.
So, JC, thank you so much for coming in, sharing us.
Sure.
Sharing with us not just the history, but these absolutely gorgeous cakes.
Well, thanks.
Gorgeous.
Oh, now we cut into the one, but we're going to take a little pistachio tasting next, Kimberly.
That's right.
This is Jasper Morabile.
Kimberly Stern.
Celebrating Mardi Gras for 11 years right here on KCMO.
Talk Radio 103.7 FM, AM 710.
We are live from Jasper's Kitchen with Kimberly and Chef Jasper.
We're having a great time here today, aren't we, Kimberly?
What a tasty show.
And JC, thank you for joining us today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
I'm telling you, between you two with your big words.
Arduous. We'll talk about it later.
Come on. We got to continue this?
We can't.
We can't.
The show's over.
The show's almost over. No, don't go nowhere, my friends. We have a big lineup next week coming also. Another great show, another big celebration. Don't forget tomorrow, the Oscars celebration on TV. Check out what the food. It's all about the food for Jasper.
That's
right. I don't know about you, Miss Kimberly. You'd be sitting there watching. What's that big movie right now? La 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 Lulu?
La La Land.
La La Land. Thanks for coming on, my friends. We appreciate you listening to us.